Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of In the Land of the Long White Cloud by Sarah Lark, translated by D.W. Lovett, performed by Anne Flosnick.
Setting out, London, Powys, Christchurch, 1852. 1. The Anglican Church in Christchurch, New Zealand, is seeking decent young women, well-versed in housekeeping and child-rearing, interested in entering into a Christian marriage with highly esteemed, well-situated members of our congregation. Helen's gaze fixed briefly on the unobtrusive advertisement on the last page of the church leaflet. The teacher had browsed through the booklet while her students worked silently on a grammar exercise. Helen would have preferred to read a book, but William's constant questions broke her concentration. Even now, the 11-year-old lifted his brown mop top from his work. "In the third paragraph, Miss Davenport, is it supposed to read which or that?" Helen pushed her reading aside with a sigh and explained to the boy, for the umpteenth time that week, the difference between definite and indefinite relative clauses. William, the youngest son of her employer, Robert Greenwood, was a handsome boy, but not exactly gifted with a brilliant intellect. He needed help with every assignment and forgot Helen's explanations faster than she could give them. He knew only how to gaze with touching helplessness at grown-ups, roping them in with his sweet boyhood soprano. Lucinda, William's mother, fell for it every time. Whenever the boy snuggled up to her and suggested they do some little project together, Lucinda scrapped the after-school tutoring that Helen had arranged. For that reason, William still could not read fluently, and even the easiest spelling exercises were hopelessly over his head. Attending a university like Cambridge or Oxford, as his father dreamed, was unthinkable. 16-year-old George, William's older brother, could not even be bothered to feign patience for his younger brother. He just rolled his eyes and pointed to the spot in the textbook where the exact sentence that William had been puzzling over for half an hour was given as an example. George, a lanky, gangling boy, had already completed his Latin translation assignment. He always worked quickly, although not always flawlessly. The classics bored him. George simply could not wait to join his father's import-export business. He dreamed of travel to faraway lands and expeditions to the new markets in the colonies that were opening rapidly under the rule of Queen Victoria. George was without a doubt a born merchant. He already demonstrated a talent for negotiation and knew how to use his charms to consider.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?